In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's Gospel, our Lord is preparing his disciples for his departure from this world when he ascends into heaven and leaves them once again. They see him and then they don't see him. But it is not true that God doesn't see us. We do not see Christ all the time. We don't reflect on God all the time. But God is always watching over us. God is always hearing us. He is always seeing us. He knows everything that's going on in our life 24/7. We can forget about God. We can think that we don't see him, so he's out of mind, out of thought. But God cannot forget us. And I think all too often that because we forget about God, we believe that he has forgotten about us. Very much like the little children's game, they play peekaboo. You hide them behind a blanket and they think, I'm all gone, and you pull the blanket down, peekaboo. It is the same with God, and we are like little children. The blanket is held up in front of us and we can't see God and we forget that he exists. But there is great joy when he shows his face to us once again. Unless, of course, we have been naughty, we have sinned, we have offended him. And then we see not the joyous Christ that we were looking for, but one who is saddened, wounded by our sins, by our offenses. And we've imagined that he didn't see us because we didn't see him. But the reality is that he is always there. Even when he left us and ascended into heaven, he remains with us in the tabernacle, in our churches. He remains within us and our fellow men. We are told to see Christ in one another. Love one another. Because in every other Christian is the image and likeness of God. We were all made in the image and likeness of God. And we are to love one another. We're supposed to be good to one another. We're supposed to help one another. Because when we do this for each other, we do this for Christ. If you give a cup of water to one of the brethren for the love of Christ, you have done it to Christ. If you feed your fellow man for the love of Christ, you have done this to Christ. All the corporal works of mercy, all the spiritual works of mercy that we can perform for our fellow man, for our neighbor, we can do all of these things for Christ, and Christ accepts them as if we have done them to him. And on the other hand of that, there's always two sides to the coin. When we hate our neighbor, we hate Christ. If we spit upon our neighbor, we have spit upon Christ. We insult our neighbor, we have insulted Christ. And so we are commanded to love. We are commanded to put up with the abuses, the hurt that our neighbor may impose upon us, because this is what Christ has done for us. He went humbly and meekly to Calvary. He carried his cross. He put up with all of the abuse. And even as he hung there on the cross, he prays to his Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. For all the hatred, the evil that we've heaped upon Christ, he returns love. In St. Peter's epistle this morning, he tells us basically that same thing. Love one another. Suffer the injustices. He even goes so far, slaves. Love your master. not only the masters that are good to you, but love the masters that are severe, the ones that are hard and harsh upon you, that are cruel to you. Love them. Obey them. And that is true Christianity, for this is what Christ has done. He didn't obey just Pontius Pilate because he was stronger, because he couldn't get out of it. He's God. He could have walked away any time. He disappeared in crowds of people several times, recorded in the gospel. He bowed his head in submission to the civil authority, to those whom God had placed in charge. And he humbly and meekly put up with the abuse and returned love for abuse. Returned love for hatred. Returned blessing for injury. Returned life for death. And this is what St. Peter is telling us in today's epistle. Follow Christ. Put up with the evils of this world patiently, humbly, meekly. Show them a Christ-like presence. And then if I return to the gospel once more, we learn from Christ that even though we will not see him all the time, he sees us. But it's only a little while. If we will stop and reflect for a moment, it's only a little while until we can receive him in Holy Communion. It is only a little while, if I'm looking for him, that I will see him in the good deeds of my neighbor. It is only a little while, if I look out on nature, that I will see the wonder of God and the majesty of God. The presence of God is all around me. If I will begin to look and appreciate and understand, I know many like to point to St. Francis of Assisi. You see, he was a lover of nature. He went out and sang the praises of all of nature, the birds and the beasts and the flowers and the trees. And I say, you have really got it all wrong. If you listen to St. Francis, he went out into nature and he was happy. He rejoiced in all these things. But he rejoiced because these things reminded him of God. And he reminded all of these creatures, praise God. He tells the birds of the air to sing the praises of God, to give glory to God who has made them, who has given them food, who has given them their nest, who has given them their offspring. And he tells all of creation to rejoice with him because God is good. God loves us. God has given us all these things. St. Francis of Assisi is not singing the praise of the birds. He's singing the praises of God. And he sees the glory of God in these birds. He is not singing the praises of a tree. He's singing the praises of God who made the tree. And he could see in his fellow man the image of God. And he could love his fellow man because in his fellow man was the image of God. And he could see this image of God not only in the king and the rich people with their fine garments, but he could see the image of God in the beggar in the street, in the poor man, in the leper, in the sick. It didn't matter where St. Francis of Assisi turned. he would find God. He saw the image of God all around him because he was looking for God. And it's only a little while, and then we will see him. It's a little while when we close our eyes or we forget about him, we are distracted. But if we love him, it is only a little while when we will see his presence once again. And I know if you're following the news media, the outlets, you're following some rabbit hole on the internet, and Google keeps feeding you the same thing over and over again. It's easy to get absorbed in that and see, where is God? Where's the good in this world? When is God coming to destroy this? This world isn't worth anything. And you no longer see the presence of God. You have become blinded because all you're looking for is the darkness. You're looking for the evil, and that's all you're finding, this emptiness. Wake up. Don't stay there forever. It only has to be a little while. Look outside. Look out your window. It may be raining, but the sun is still up there. The world is still spinning. God is still in heaven. The birds are still singing. The grass is still growing. The trees are growing. Everything is the same. It is all in the hands of God. And God is there if we will see him. And you say, well, what about all the evil people in the world? Those evil people are the same people that Christ has died for, that Christ has prayed for, that God wants to be with him in heaven. It's a terrible tragedy that they have become evil or that they do evil. But then we must pray for them. As Christ prays for them, as Christ prayed for us, we must love them as Christ loves them, as Christ loves us. Let us see the good. You might have to dig deep, but there is something good there, something worthwhile. You say, how do I know? And I tell people, well, you're not in hell yet. You're still here. If you were absolutely evil, you'd already be in hell. The fact that you're still here, I'm still here, proves we're not absolutely evil. There's still something good. And God is able to do something good with us. Even if he eventually has to send us to hell, there's something good to be said for this existence of ours. And God can draw good even from our evil. So none of us are absolutely evil, because God didn't make us evil. There is an element of good, but we must make the effort to see it. Christ is still present. God is still watching. His desire is to be with the sons of men. He comes to us. Now all that is really left is for us to come to him. He watches us. Now all that is really left is for us to watch for him. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.